Welcome to the Money Matters Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Torres. This episode is brought to you by Crowdsourced Books. Crowdsourced Books provides you with all the resources you need to become a successful author. You can find out more by visiting crowdsourcedbooks.com. All right, now let's jump into the episode.
Hey, I want to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where I interview business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. Today, I'm really excited to have Joshua Arazo on the line. He's the CEO of Vital Utility, which is an online and marketing services company. Joshua, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Adam. I appreciate that.
So I'm pumped. I always love bringing on online marketers, marketing company. Partially, I'm a little bit selfish. I want to learn things myself, but I know the audience also appreciates any knowledge that you bestow. So I'm really excited to see what kind of tricks you're going to teach us. But before we get into your services there, let's just start with your background as an entrepreneur. Where did it all begin?
Well, I started back in 2009, actually. I started selling women's shoes, believe it or not. I was like a Hispanic Al Bundy, per se.
Yeah, that's so funny. I wasn't going to take the punchline. I was hoping you'd brought
No, you know
now.
What, man? Because they will make fun of me. They will make fun of me. My friends will call me like, hey, Al Bundy.
But parents are cold.
Yeah, you know, I have good friends, but
of course,
you know, over here in Los Angeles, there's a place called the Cajones, and everybody that knows about, if they want to shop cheap, they want to buy bargain, they go to downtown Los Angeles at the fancy alleys, and that's where I started my business. I mean, at that time, 2009. Online was brand new, so I didn't have a website. I had no idea about marketing at all. So I learned. I learned from failing. I learned from I opened my own website, and I started selling online slowly. And then I started learning the niches that involves online marketing, which is optimizing it, email marketing, and then social media started coming up and. All that I started learning, and then I made pretty good money. And even though I had a bunch of failures and I had a bunch of, believe me, good and bad, I ventured into this new business, which I'm doing right now, which is helping business owners with online marketing. But in a nutshell, you could say 8-9 years, that's how I started my business.
Well, that's great. So, yeah, it sounds like you went through from beginning stages of getting into that online world. And, a lot of people listening, they may want to get into the online world. They may be sitting at a desk. They may be doing some other things. And they have this vision of the online world being easy or being just, this gold mine. I mean, what would you say to those people? Like, give them a reality check. How does it work?
Reality check, it's a lot of work. And you're going to fail a lot. But what I always tell people who want to start their own business, or even they want to go to online marketing, is that you can't give up, because you're gonna fail. And but I think that's what makes you a valuable person, because you learn from your mistakes, and then you'll be a successful person if you learn from that. So that's my advice. It's like, don't be scared to do mistakes. Take the risk and try, and don't give up. That's what
all
I
right,
told.
So share with us a marketing tip. So now you're helping business owners and entrepreneurs market their business. Let us have a marketing tip.
Marketing tip. First thing, if you're going to do a campaign, you have to have a plan. If you have no plan, then it's not going to work. There's nothing like you could think of, oh, I'm going to do this today or next week. Oh, yeah. No. You have to plan the marketing campaign for a whole year. And that's, you have to have a strict time schedule. You got to be very disciplined. And you got to be very consistent, because my clients expect that. They don't have, my business is that they don't business owners don't have time to do marketing. They have no time to do marketing. And your service is to provide that back support and tell them, I can do this for you. But you, in your end, you have to be organized. You got strict. You got to stick to your deadline, and you got to stick to your marketing plan. Of course, the marketing plan is not going to be perfect, but you can make adjustments. But when you do make adjustments, you stick to it.
I like it. And you know, the term that I've heard a lot, and it's the same thing, they're interchangeable, but marketing calendar. You got to have a calendar. It's just
exactly.
Like your day of, you know, if like, let's say you have a storefront brick and mortar business. If your business says, you know, open from 8 to 9 every day, you're not just going to not have the business open. I tell people that all the time. So if you commit to a certain marketing calendar, marketing plan, you have to do it. Think of it as like you own Chipotle, but you have the front door like locked and people are knocking. Well, guess what? You got to unlock the door, right?
Exactly. No, and you have to obey the calendar. So you have to be submissive to the calendar. So that's what I think.
Ooh, I like that. I've never
heard that. Be submissive to the calendar because it's in writing.
Obey the calendar.
Yeah, obey the calendar.
No, that's great. So let's talk a little bit more about your company and specifically how you help business owners. I want you to get your plug because you've been working with people for a long time and you're an expert in that field. So how do you work specifically with clients?
The first thing I do is, you know, I don't waste my time with receptionists. And even though when I am getting business, I prefer to talk to the person in charge. And usually it's the person that's going to write the check. And usually business owners have no clue regarding digital marketing. They have no idea that they need SEO. They know they need marketing and they know that, but they don't know what. But most of my job is preaching. It involves preaching to them. It's like me convincing them to be one of a disciple of mine, for example. And a lot of that's my preparation, how I'm going to my presentation, how I'm going to present my marketing plan for them and that they need it. And, of course, it sounds easy as I'm talking right now, but it isn't. But once you have – they know that they need marketing – and they see your marketing plan, they see your presentation, which is key. Believe me, they're gonna think about it. You're gonna follow up with them, and they're gonna be one of your clients. And what I mostly tell my clients is, I'm gonna help you be successful, which in return is gonna help me be successful as well. And I'm gonna show you how the digital marketing works. And once you do that, you explain everything to them. Oh man, it's open. It's an open book.
No, that's great. That's all good stuff. If people want to get in touch with you, how do they reach you?
They can reach me to my website, vitalutility.com. And if they have any questions regarding social media, SEO, we also build apps. I'll be more than happy to help them. You can call me directly at my line. I forgot my landline. Give me 1 second. But yeah, I have my contact information there, and you know, if they have questions regarding any type of services that they need, I'll be more than happy to help them as well. But my phone number directly is 323-454-7047.
All right. Well, hey Joshua, thank you for coming on the show, and thank you for sharing your top tips for success with the audience. Have an awesome day. Thank you.
Hey, thanks.